B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving peace to America.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Back when I used to play the saxophone, we recorded this ditty.
Yep, that's Roy on sax. Roy used to play the didgeridoo.
I did. Until everyone put their lips all over my didgeridoo.
That sounds so dirty.
Yeah, and during a pandemic, you don't put your lips on anyone else's didgeridoo.
No. For my lips only. Yes, sir.
I know.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday. It is August 27th, 2020. Hurricane Laura made landfall in the New Orleans area. Actually, more like the St. Charles area in Louisiana at about 2 a.m. this morning with winds of excess of 125 miles an hour. Major damage to the Lake Charles area already. So our thoughts, obviously, are with those people down there in Louisiana.
And how crazy that hurricane was just supposed to be a Category 1, and then all of a sudden, it's a 4.
I know. It's like, within like 15 hours, it went from like a tropical storm to a major hurricane.
Yeah.
Although, before I went to bed, I was watching it, and I was kind of freaked out by how excited the weather guy was. Like, it's almost as if he wanted it to be a Category 5 when it made landfall.
He's like, we're excited over those things.
I know.
He's like you guys, weather geeks.
Yeah, but he's like, and we're only 7 miles per hour away from a Category 5, and it's very possible that overnight tonight it's going to make landfall as a Category 5. And I'm like, calm down. Everybody just calm down.
I think weather guys have and weather women have a fine line because there's only a certain amount of Category 5s that have ever hit.
Yeah.
The United States. So for them, it would be witnessing a weather event that has never happened or doesn't happen often. You know what I mean? Like, even the, so.
He was stoked for it to be a Category 5. And I'm hopefully it's not.
Yeah.
Or hopefully the people have taken a warning and left.
Yeah.
I think Hurricane Andrew, which was a Category 5 and hit Florida and probably Louisiana too, hit right around this time.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember another Category 5 hurricane hitting the U.S.
No, because even Katrina, I think, downgraded to 4 when it hit. But it was Category 5 hanging out in the water. Our thoughts are with all of them down in Louisiana and Texas. We hope that everything turns out okay. You want to do your day in 30 seconds, bud?
I nailed my pinky toe on the corner of an end table yesterday. And it still hurts.
Hey, that's how I fractured my foot.
I mean, dude, I was the only one home yesterday when this happened, and I was on the ground for a good 5 minutes.
Well, sounds like
breathing heavy, like, and it's weird because you don't really make. I realize too, if there's no one around, you don't yell.
Oh,
you yell through your mouth. You go,
yeah, basically, I was like, no need to yell. Nobody can hear me.
Interesting.
Right. I'm kind of like the tree falling in the forest when no one's around.
You don't make a noise.
I didn't make a noise. Huh. But I'm laying on the ground and I'm breathing. I'm doing breathing exercises. Like, you know, like that.
You
I was
get
like,
angry when you get hurt.
Oh, I was so mad at the end table. I was like, stupid end table. Does it need to be there? And then after like 5 minutes, I realized that, yes, it needed to be there. And it was an accident. We made up.
I wonder if that means that we put on a show when people are around.
Probably. Painting. Dramatic.
Oh, if Amanda or anybody else was in the house, I'd be like,
who put it there?
Yeah, right. Amanda, end tables, I'm burning it. And then 2 days later, I'd go to put my drink down and it would fall. I'd be like, who took the end table out of here? What about you, Roy? What did you get into yesterday?
So yesterday I had a doctor's appointment, but I had to go to the bathroom. And the bathroom was not like a big bathroom with stalls. It was like a single, like there was a hallway door and it locked. Like it was a single bathroom. And so while I'm in there, someone twists the knob. It's locked. And then they knock. And they knock like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, I'm in here. You know, all rattled, nervous.
You know. Hiding in the corner.
I'm all rattled. And then I go out there, and it's this kind of an older lady, and she apologizes. Oh. And so I said, though, I was like, but when you twisted it, it was locked. Why'd you knock? Didn't you know
somebody was there?
I did.
Okay.
I did. She goes, you'd be surprised at how many times doors are just locked and no one's inside.
What?
And I'm like, what? I didn't even go down that path.
Well, I guess you could lock the door on your way out by accident and close it.
I guess. But I'm like, that's a thing? Because when I was left, I was like, yeah, I was in there. And I was like, well, but you knocked. I was like, you knocked. It was locked. And she gave that weird excuse. So.
What about you, Ren? What'd you do yesterday?
I had one of those days where baby Jax, like, did not want to be left alone or put down or, like, unless I was holding him so close to my body, he was crying. I was like, oh, dear God. Mm. So I didn't get a ton done, but I did get my podcast up with Barb, and I got a little bit of work done. Just like emails, cleaning up, and that kind of thing.
Good.
That's it.
There's this whole thing with Loren's blog where we want to switch things over, you know, towards the website, the KISS website.
Her blogs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast to switch over
to the blog.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
It, for the life of me, I can't get an answer on if I'm allowed to do it or not. Mm-hmm. And so I'm about to just break the rules and do it.
Well, it's a double-edged sword because there's been issues before. Corporate doesn't really know what they want and how they want to proceed. So it's kind of like I would do the opposite. I wouldn't do it. I would err on the side of caution because you're getting in trouble if you do it anyway.
See?
I mean, so that's what I've been doing. I've just been putting it up as blogs, but I'm putting it on SoundCloud and then embedding it in my blog so you can still find it on the page. But it's a whole hassle.
Loren, we're on the air.
I know.
You're giving your secrets away. Caroline well, Beasley, maybe if they our hear- CEO, listens to us on the treadmill. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Caroline. We just need an answer.
Are we allowed to move the Red's own podcast to the company platform?
You got to talk to Caroline in a cool way. Hey, CB, we got this issue, and we need you to help us fix it. It'll make money for the company. You got to use buzzwords.
That's what I'm trying to do, but I don't know how to, you know, I can't get an answer, I don't want to do anything I'm going to get in trouble
for. I sent an email, and I said, you know, like 3 years ago, I was named Podcast Captain. Is that title even still active?
No. You've been stripped of that immediately.
No one's told me anything.
All right. Welcome to a Thursday show. Got
to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, KISS 95.1. Who is this?
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Yesterday, Roy, you mentioned that you went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I almost made you miss your appointment.
Well, we were watching something really interesting.
Oh, my gosh. I got onto this YouTube rabbit hole, and we talk about this quite often, about, like, what you're currently into on YouTube. What are you currently into?
Oh, on YouTube?
Yeah.
It's boring.
I love it, though.
Okay. I play this video game called Dead by Daylight, and so I'm watching other people play Dead by Daylight so I can get better.
That's funny.
What about you?
It's like tutorials and stuff.
Hey, you're learning.
I know.
Hashtag the more you know. Loren, what about you? What are you watching on YouTube?
This is also so boring, but I'm watching cake recipes. Like, I'm making a cake for this weekend, and it's a naked cake, they call it. So what? I'm trying to learn how to icing a naked cake.
Okay.
Sweet. You make it naked?
No.
Oh. Nicole, what's your YouTube rabbit hole right now?
Dude, I'm, like, really into TikTok right now. So, like, the creator houses, like, the content houses, and all the boys and girls and the different houses and all the drama is so fascinating to me.
I don't even understand all that. Like, when I found out TikTokers are living together, how are they affording mansions?
Yeah, so I have been down that rabbit hole of just, like, YouTubing things about, you know, like, Addison Rae, Noah Beck, like, all those people who have tens of millions of followers, and it's just so intriguing.
Interesting. Every one of us has something different that we're going down a YouTube rabbit hole on. Mine is I specifically went to YouTube to find like 1980s abandoned mansions. I don't know why it was specifically 1980s, but that's the rabbit hole that I went down, and I found this house in Canada that it caught my attention because it says basically untouched, like the house is a time capsule with 1980s TVs, electronics, mm-hmm. and the lights are still on, but it looks like the house hasn't been touched. And then as you watch the 30-minute video and read like comments and stuff and hear what the Urban Explorer has to say, like there's one room where it's been fingerprinted and like dusted for fingerprints by the cops.
My whole thing, because I was so fascinated with your video,
and
too.
I made Roy watch it yesterday and almost made him late for his doctor's appointment.
Almost made me late. I was watching it with Manny, and I couldn't get over the fact someone's paying the electric bill in this abandoned house. Who?
Hmm. Right, and there's still balloons inflated on the staircase.
Yep.
And, like, what? Yeah. The house hasn't been lived in since the 80s, supposedly.
How's that possible?
It's crazy. And then you read that maybe, unfortunately, the house was used for human trafficking. And then the comments start coming in where, yes, it's true. Then, you know, like the guy's been arrested. But then Roy and I did research and it doesn't even look like the same house as the people are talking about.
But people come up with their own little conspiracy theories. And I love that, too.
It is so strange. I'm so into that right now. Urban exploring old mansions.
Share what your YouTube rabbit hole is. We would love to. You could text the studio 704-570-9595.
410 said, I'm watching documentaries on the Concorde, fascinated by supersonic commercial flight.
Concorde's great, although you look at it, it doesn't even look real. Like, you're like, that was a plane people took?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a famous story about this big concert in the 80s called Live Aid, and Phil Collins played in London, then took the Concorde and played in Philadelphia like 4 hours later.
That's great. That's awesome.
It was like unheard of.
Yeah.
Tell us what your YouTube rabbit hole is. Each one of us have something so different. You used to watch soap cutting videos, Roy.
And I used to watch car salesmen on how they close a deal.
All right, 704-570-9595. We're going to get into that, plus an update from Molly, who is looking for help trying to find her dad. We'll have that for you, too, before 7 this morning.
This is Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
What's your YouTube rabbit hole? You know, we fall into those. And I really go through, like, different waves of them. I'll be watching car salesman training videos. Right now.
Stop. I can't.
I was so interesting on how they learn how to sell cars. How they close the deal. Their little trips and tips and tricks. And then, like, right now I'm also into video game tutorials and watching other people play video games.
That's like what my son does. They sit there and they watch that.
Yeah.
Like the unwrapping videos, the unboxing videos, which, by the way, Loren posted an unboxing video. Did you know that?
I didn't. Are you trying to get that $1 million enterprise?
No, you know, kids, but maybe.
Yeah, I'd say because kids make money doing that. Manny was watching Urban Home Explorers.
I also watch I got to give a shout out to someone in North Carolina, and I think he's up towards the Raleigh area. But his name is Chris, and I subscribe to his channel. I don't subscribe to many channels, but I subscribe to his channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Let's Dig, mm-hmm. and it's just he puts a GoPro on his heavy equipment. And
he just digs.
And I dig, and I fall asleep to it a lot.
Oh, so he's the show you want when you want to fall asleep. You watch that?
Well, yeah, I mean, because he just does like 45 minutes of him digging out a pond, and after a while it gets repetitious. But, like, yeah, he's awesome. And then he said that he had a Karen call the cops on him because he was burning wood. And so the video, you know how like the video on YouTube shows you like a screenshot?
Uh-huh.
The screenshot was the fire department.
Oh, so you're like, oh, I got to watch this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'm like, what did Chris get into? And then the headline was Karen calls the fire department on me. But everybody's into something different. We got a lot of text messages coming through, Ren.
Yeah, so I got a whole list from 828. She says, my 11-year-old daughter watches Worst Reviewed. My 7-year-old watches gamer videos. My 5-year-old watches Life Hacks. I mean, I feel like Life Hacks is very beyond her years.
Yeah. For a 5-year-old, yeah.
Yeah. She says, my husband watches biker videos, and I do meditation and relaxation videos.
Oh, wow.
That's so good.
And it's so interesting because, like, I'll go on cooking kicks, like where I'm trying to learn a new recipe.
Oh, yeah, you love that cooking person.
Oh, Sam, the cooking guy, is the best.
Why?
Because he messes up and he doesn't edit it out.
Okay.
So it makes me, it's just like me.
Right.
Like he'll screw up a whole meal and he's like, well, that's not how that's supposed to come out. But I bet it's going to be great.
828, another 828 texted in and said they watch Ghost Adventures and See No Evil. They solve murder cases.
Could get into that.
Someone else also likes watching conspiracy theories on abandoned buildings and cake decorating videos. So we're pretty normal, I guess, with our rabbit hole.
Yeah.
K-pop reactions.
What's that?
Like people reacting to BTS?
That's gotta be. It's gotta be like fans at the Good Morning America, mm-hmm. and they have a camera on their fans' faces, and like one of the guys from BTS looks at them and they just melt.
I assume that is like the NSYNC movement.
I know. Somebody back posted that, like, don't forget how people are freaking out over BTS is the same way your mom and her friends and your aunts freaked out over Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
I mean, I freaked out like that over NSYNC. I'm not going to lie.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, we have another Sam the Cooking Guy fan. Heck yeah.
You should get together and watch together,
Roy. Get together and cook.
Oh, see, I love this. This is why teachers are the best. The teacher texted in and said, we're all going down the rabbit hill right now that anything has to do with navigating technology and Canvas.
Oh, like how yeah. to, like a troubleshooting Canvas.
Yeah, more issues with Canvas and, you know, statewide. But good for you, teachers. Thanks for doing that extra research. I don't know if I want to say that one. That just
yeah,
came
I
in.
Don't know what that is. I'm not know. Saying it either. This is like text message chicken. Who wants to say it?
Yeah, it sounds like it could be dirty. So
I think
we'll
it's a category
one.
On a certain website.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1.
All right, we have Molly back on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Molly, you reached out to us because you haven't spoken to your dad in 10 years. Right after your mom passed, maybe a year after, he started dating a 21-year-old, which you were then only 18. And then he ended up proposing and being engaged, which once he did that, you were upset and you left home and you haven't spoke to him since. You wanted to reconnect with him, and we have a team of investigators that listen to the show that wants to help. Now, we got you in touch with them. How's that going?
First, I just want to say thank you guys so much for putting me in touch with them and for helping me find my dad. It's been going well. I am really impressed with the investigators. They have a network, and they've actually already been able to find him. I can't believe it's gone so quickly. They think that they found him.
Do you know, is he still married to her? Any word on that?
No, but the only thing that they've really been able to confirm is his address. I'm not really sure how they did that, but apparently they had someone go by the house and confirm that that's where he lived.
Okay, so you know
it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it is. And so, but you don't like have his phone number or anything. You just know where he lives.
So the investigator gave us a couple of different numbers that it could be, but I'm not sure. I have like three phone numbers. I don't know which one it is.
Did the investigator give you any more information? Like, did he see them or didn't see kids playing in the house? Was there a basketball? I mean, I should be an investigator.
You think they have kids now?
I don't know.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah. She was 21 at the time. Was there a trampoline in the backyard?
Not that they said. I hope they don't have kids.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Okay. All right, well, we will wait to hear back from, I guess, what did the investigator say? Are they waiting for you or what?
I wanted to check in with you guys and see how we wanted to do the next step.
Okay, so you really want to, like, reconnect with him publicly?
I mean, I feel like that's how the process got started, so might as well honor that.
If you feel comfortable doing that, we would love to do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So on yesterday's Rap Party podcast, which hopefully you know by now and you download it, thousands of people download it and listen to it each week, and you should too, because a lot of times things that we don't even mention on the radio come out on the Rap Party podcast.
That's very true.
And a good example yesterday was, Lorraine, we were talking about how one man's trash could be another person's treasure. We talked to Jessica, who said basically her whole entire house is furnished by stuff that she found in people's trash.
Right.
And then we got talking about that on the Rap Party. And then this question came up to Lorraine. Listen to this. Do you ever take the garbage out?
No.
Have you ever rolled the garbage can out to the street?
No.
I
rolled it in. But not out.
That kind of count. Well, it's a little heavy when you roll it out, I guess.
Is it because you think that that's a man's job?
Yes.
What happens when Dallas is on his week-long trips?
I pretend like I forgot.
Okay. We uncovered a nugget yesterday. We have to ask you, Loren, and we're back live now. What is the real situation there? Is it something that you never even had to do as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I guess we took the garbage out as kids, but like, I don't know, Dallas just does it. And it's one of those things now where I'm like, I don't want to do it.
It's icky. It's not your thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll bring it in when it's empty. I just don't want to deal with the grossness
of opening the lid.
Yeah, it smells. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's like liquid coming out. Oh. I'm all set. I don't need to deal with all that.
So it is fair to say you have never taken the trash out, ever.
Not in my house.
Does that include taking it from the house to the garbage before it even rolls down to the driveway?
I will occasionally do that, but typically not.
Dallas does it.
Yes.
Now, I will defend you by saying I do it, but I do it because it gives me something to do while Amanda's changing Ruby and getting her ready for bed or doing a bath. I have dinners done. You know, I'm not going to sit on the couch and watch TV. I'll take the garbage out and put a new bag in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll roll it down and bring it up.
And that's helpful. And we appreciate that.
And then we, as the Rap Party went on, we asked you a couple more things, like what other chores do you not do? And by the way, we'd love for you guys to jump in because we figure Lorette's not alone. There's chores that Roy doesn't do.
There are.
That came out.
So call 704-570-9595 if there's certain chores that you don't do around the house. Like, I will admit, in my house, I don't do the dishes. Now, I'm not saying I've never done the dishes. I'm not saying I have done the dishes.
You would just rather not do them.
It's just, right. Like, we have a system in my house where whoever cooks doesn't do the dishes. And Sterling, bless his heart, he can't cook. I am always going to cook. So it just works out that I never do the dishes.
When was the last time you did the dishes?
Let me tell you, this is really bad. But like, even if like dishes need to be done and I only need like two or three things from it, I'll only wash those two or three things and leave the rest.
Oh my God.
Roy, you gotta do the move where you put water in it because it needs to quote unquote soak.
Yeah.
And then you walk away and you forget about it.
I've tried that. Sterling shot the soaking theory down.
You guys should write a book, Ways to Get Out of Chores.
I know.
I'm trying to think, like, I pretty much do everything. I do my own laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I do the dishes.
You only do your clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I do everyone, and we share that.
Amanda's clothes need to be dried differently. I dry high all the time, like on high heat.
Yeah, I dry
high.
And
Amanda's clothes can't be done that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
do all the baby's clothes, like, because the baby's stuff is washed in like a special detergent right now. So I take care of all of his stuff.
I'm starting to feel like I do too many chores. Like, I also clean the floors. Mm-hmm. I'll set our eye on Shark loose every once in a while. But
I was going to say, relax. You have a Roomba.
Yeah, but I also go and get a Dustbuster and do that.
Sterling does way more chores than me.
Yeah, I'm the Sterling of my house.
More than I do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like to do nothing. This is Jerry and Gaffney. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
How you doing?
Good morning.
So you you don't take your trash out?
Well, I do now, but my neighbor taught me a lesson about 10 years ago. She would do it for us.
Oh.
She'd take hers down, but she knocked my mirror off of my vehicle doing it. Well, I told her I would do it from here on out. Well, I must have forgot it again, and then she knocked my other mirror off of my vehicle, so I just kind of told her, I'll do it from now on, so now I do it. So.
Almost sounds intentional.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking, and she never told me about the second time. It just kind of laid on the ground there, but that taught me a lesson to take my own trash to the road.
Is it because your neighbor, cared that you were going to miss trash day, and so she would do it for you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh. She's a real good neighbor, so
yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah, she's a real good neighbor. Jerry's not mad at the neighbor. Jerry's got a fantastic neighbor who rolls the trash down.
That's right.
Loren, thank you. Have you ever asked a neighbor to take your trash can up when you lived in your old neighborhood and knew, you were there for a long time and, Dallas was gone and they knew?
No.
They were like, well, the garbage can's been out for two hours past due time overnight.
I've never asked anybody to do it, but our old neighbors who were in their 70s or 80s would take it up for me when Dallas wasn't
up. Oh, my gosh. Loren.
I knew it.
I never asked, though.
Here's another thing that came out on the Rap Party podcast that we didn't even talk about, but Jen's bringing it up.
Hey, Jen of Statesville. Does everything but not this. What is it?
I don't pick up after the dog in my yard. I leave that to my husband and my kids.
Jen, allow me to introduce you to Roy. Roy, tell Jen and everyone else who picks up your dog poop.
Oh, well.
You have a service.
Hang on here. I thought we were going to bring this on Loren on how she doesn't do it. You put it on me?
Yours is way more interesting. Loren refuses to pick up dog poop. You pay somebody to do it.
Poop 911 comes to my house and picks up my dog's poop.
Can you imagine, Jen? Roy pays someone to come pick up the dog poop.
I thought for sure we were going to go after Loren on this.
Roy had his pitchfork ready, and then it turned on him.
Oh, man. Lots of text messages. 910 says, I don't clean bathrooms. My husband does it, or it never gets cleaned.
I don't do laundry.
A lot of people are with you, Loren. I don't do the garbage. That's man's work. I agree with Roy. I do the dishes.
I do not do the dishes.
Wet food disgusts me.
Here's 864 said, life is too short to clean toilets.
You know what? I don't clean the toilets either. That's Sterling's thing.
Maybe you could find somebody to do it, Roy. Why don't you pay someone to come in and do your dishes and clean the toilets?
Then they lost his dog.
I remember growing up as a kid, my dad, because we would change our own oil and fix our own cars. And my dad was a big manly man, And he'd be like, son, you got to learn this because you're going to have to do it one day. I said, Dad, no, I'm going to pay someone. I'll make enough money. I'll figure it out. I can't do this.
All right. If you missed yesterday's Rap Party podcast, go listen to it in its entirety. You get it for free right now on the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Miss No Chores. Loren just told us she doesn't like to roll the garbage out. Roy pays someone to remove dog poop from his backyard. And me, I do all the chores.
Why don't you come to my house and do all my chores, too?
We got a text message from a woman who said, I'm single and I hate rolling out the garbage. In fact, on my dating profile, I said, on my title, I honestly put out there, hi, I'm single, just need someone to take the trash out. She said, so far it hasn't worked. I thought this is interesting. This is from a website called Pure Wow. Mm-hmm. And their fashion trends that were supposed to be big in the spring and summer of 2020, but because of the pandemic, they never really panned out.
Oh, I didn't even think about that world.
So, for instance, huge handbags were all the rage on the runway last fall for spring and summer.
Good. I'm right on trend. I've always been.
But you don't need a huge handbag because you're really not going anywhere for that long period of time during the day. You're not running 10 different errands with 4 or 5 different kids.
Yeah.
It is so true. Like, when I've run out, I've literally taken this, like, little purse that fits my phone and my wallet.
Right. Yeah, that's what this says. This says if you got room for your phone, wallet, face mask, and hand sanitizer, you're good to go.
Yep.
How about shorts suits? The trend was expected to be really big in 2020 for the summer, and it never even got a chance to take off. When you think about it, even blazers are now stuck in the back of your closets or hanging on your desk chair.
Short suits?
Yeah.
I did
women.
Oh, my God. They're so cute. I love them. But by the way, like, when I've gone out, I have made it a point to match blazers with, like, a dress or, like, a tank top just because I feel like I can't, like, ever dress up. So if I go out, I might as well pull those out. Like, I miss wearing blazers.
Mm. By the way, we have a camera into Lauren's home studio, and it looks like you went on a shopping spree behind you. I see boxes of where clothes
would
be.
That's Rent the Runway. That is Rent the Runway.
Okay.
Do not judge me.
Okay, I'm just saying, it looks like you went on a shopping spree in there.
These are fashion trends that didn't survive because of the pandemic. Summer boots. Before we spent months padding around at home in socks and comfy slippers, we didn't realize how uncomfortable actual shoes could be. We were used to them, and that's why wearing leather boots in the summer seemed reasonable. But now that we're blister-free, we're not going back to hot weather boots.
Okay.
Tube tops. In early spring, some thought the tube top would be making a comeback this summer, but it didn't happen. It's because wearing one on a Zoom call can make it appear as if you are totally nude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a good idea.
And the last one is dad sneakers. They had a good run over the last few years. Don't expect to see many people rocking the clunky footwear post-pandemic. The exception, moms decked out in light-washed denim jeans or actually dads themselves.
Praise the Lord, because those awful dad shoes were, like, driving me crazy. I was like, I can't get on board with this. And I like to blog fashion, and I still couldn't get on board with it.
All right, well, we'll get that list up on the website, kiss951.com, if you want to read more later. Free cheer one for a year, y'all. You get to win that with Can't Beat Lauren. It's coming up next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lauren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss95.1.
All right, we got to play fast. Amber and Chervil, you're a first-time player. Throw Lauren out of her closet so we can throw you some Cheerwine Soft Drink for a year. Oh, there she is. Sorry, I didn't put... That was my fault. I didn't push the button down.
Okay. I can't hear her.
All right, Amber, go ahead, throw her out.
All right.
Okay, Lauren, it's time to go.
All right, Lauren is leaving that closet studio of hers, and she is gone.
I'm sitting there going, Amber, we have to hurry, go. And I looked at it and pushed the button down. Here we go, Amber. In Cherville, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have welcomed their daughter, Daisy Dove Bloom. Congratulations to Katy and Orlando Bloom, who played Will Turner in what pirate movie series?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Joe Exotic's husband says their legal team is seeking a presidential pardon. He's currently serving 22 years after being found guilty of murder for hire. Joe Exotic is also known as the...
Tiger King.
Question number 3. Kanye West has been added to the ballot in 3 more states and is reportedly spending $500,000 to get on the ballot in Arizona. What 2 candidates is he running against?
Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Question number 4. Lady Gaga is set to perform on the MTV VMAs with Ariana Grande this weekend, and she's getting prepared for the big event by taking ice baths. Lady Gaga's fan base is known as...
No idea.
Okay. Lauren's going to know that one. Question 5. Wiz Khalifa... Let's see if we get this one. Wiz Khalifa is opening up a delivery-only restaurant on October 1st. Wiz Khalifa had a hit song involving 2 colors... Finish the lyric. Black and?
Yellow.
Okay. Would you have known that without my clue?
Yeah.
Come on in, Lauren.
Waving Lauren in, and...
All right, how did she do?
All right, our friend Amber got 4 correct.
Not bad. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have welcomed their daughter, Daisy Dove Bloom. Lauren, Orlando Bloom played Will Turner in what pirate movie series?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
1-1.
Joe Exotic's husband says their legal team is seeking a presidential pardon. He's currently serving 22 years after being found guilty of a murder-for-hire plot. Joe Exotic is also known as the...
Tiger King.
2-2.
Kanye West has been added to the ballot in 3 more states and is reportedly spending $500,000 to get on the ballot in Arizona. What 2 politicians is he running against? What two candidates?
Get it wrong.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
Lady Gaga is set to perform on the MTV VMAs with Ariana Grande this weekend, and she's getting prepared for the big event by taking ice baths. Lady Gaga's fan base is known as the...
Little Monsters.
That is correct. No answer from Amber on that one. 4-3.
Question 5. Wiz Khalifa is opening up a delivery-only restaurant in October. Wiz Khalifa has a hit song involving two colors, black and...
Yellow.
That's right. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you got 15 wins. That's still good, Amber. You did good.
It is good, Amber, but it's not a win. Go ahead and say it.
I'm Amber from Terrible, and I cannot beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Amber.
Kamini, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Stephanie, you want to check up on Josh.
Yeah, we've been together for a year, but it's been an absolutely amazing year, and my only problem, he travels a lot, and that's not even a big thing, because every time that he travels, you know, he'll call me every single night when he gets back to the hotel. And then last week he went to New York, and it was just so weird because we FaceTimed, and I swear I saw a girl behind him. If it wasn't a girl, then he was in a haunted hotel room with some beautiful woman. And
oh boy,
I swear I saw it, and I feel insane.
Okay, but what do you need our help for if you've already seen her? I mean,
I'm not 100% positive.
What were they like, naked or?
He had his shirt off, which that's not even unusual. It's his hotel room. Of course he can do that. And I didn't know what she was wearing. I barely saw her. It was for a second. And it really, it could just be my mind playing tricks on me, but I need to know.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't say like, hey, who was that? Or what was that? Or you didn't yell ghost or anything? You just
you didn't yell ghost.
I said, are you there alone? And he said, yeah, of course I am. I said, oh, okay. I just thought I saw something. And he said, what did you think you saw? And I said, no, nothing. Never mind. Because it was for a second.
Did you ask him to show you the rest of the room or anything?
I did. I said, hey, show me your room. And he kind of like, he showed me the bed. And then he showed me like a little piece of the room. But he didn't show me everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something about this, though, Stephanie and Roy and Lorraine, where like she legit doesn't know. She thinks she does.
Yeah.
You know?
Just need that.
She needs the assurance.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll give him a call, and the test is, if he doesn't send the roses to you and he sends them to someone else, then that means he's cheating. Now, if he does send them to someone else, remain quiet, because we want to hear what he puts on the note. That could tell a lot about the relationship.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Josh. My name is Sydney. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and we're a brand new romantic gift company in town. We're just cold calling some people to see if you would like $100 in beautiful red roses to send to someone you love free of charge in exchange for telling your friends about our services.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. So I just need to get a little bit of information here from you. Let's start with who you'd like to send these beautiful romantic roses to.
Ooh, that's kind of a sticky situation because coworker. But
would you like me to send them to the office or to home, to her home?
You can send it to her home.
So I just need to know what you'd like to put on her card.
I don't know how we got into this mess, but I sure do love you.
Okay.
Are you serious, Josh? Are you serious right now?
Josh, that's Stephanie. She's been on the phone. She heard everything.
Are you serious?
This is War of the Roses with the Mini Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's where we catch shooters.
You don't know how you got into this? Are you serious right now?
I am so... It is not. I am so sorry.
Was she there with you in New York?
Yeah, she was.
And so when I said, "Are you alone?" and you said, "Yeah," and you wouldn't show me around your room, was it because she was in there?
I'm going to lose my freaking job. I'm going to lose my girlfriend.
Yeah, you're losing your girlfriend. You're probably going to lose your... It's Megan?
Why would he lose his job?
Wait, like, I didn't mean to do this. I really didn't. I didn't mean for it to happen.
He's losing his job because his girlfriend, her husband also works with them.
Oh, she's married.
We were hanging out with them at the Christmas party. Oh, and you're going to send flowers to her house? What is wrong with you?
Josh, obviously you're cheating on your girlfriend, which isn't good, but Megan's been having an affair for how long? You might as well come clean.
Use your words.
Like 8 months, maybe longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's almost the whole time that we've been dating. What is wrong with you?
I didn't mean to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I didn't mean for you to find out this way.
You blatantly wanted to hurt me because you could have just broken up with me.
How did you want her to find out if not this way?
I don't know. Like, I just thought it would end and then maybe down the road I would tell her. I don't know.
That's not even a smart way to think about it, Josh. You've been cheating on me for 8 months. 8 months with a married woman that you work with. How do you think that this was ever going to work out?
It's not what I wanted. It just happened.
Oh, yeah, it just happened. Okay.
All right.
We're done.
I'm so sorry. Can I just see you? Can I just talk to you about this?
No, you can go see Megan and her husband, and you can go talk to them about it.
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
What? Here's a basic question for you guys. Simple, too, and we would love to talk to you about it. Share your opinions. What show does your partner watch that you can't stand?
Oh. There's so many shows I watch that's truly can't stand.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm talking about, like, you're streaming it on the TV so that they have to be part of it or, like, walk out of the room. If you're doing it on your phone, that doesn't count because they can't really be involved with it. You have your headphones on and you're off to yourself.
I had dinner alone last night because I wanted to watch a show that he didn't want to watch.
Whoa. On the TV?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yellowstone, the Western. Yeah. I love it with Kevin Costner.
I heard good things. I haven't watched it, though.
It's awesome. It's not your traditional Western. It's very modernized. I think more of it is a... I don't know how to describe it, but it's really good. But that, and then, like, I love political dramas, like... my fiance hated Scandal, The West Wing, Madam Secretary, all amazing shows.
Okay, and he's out when you turn that on.
Yeah.
All amazing.
But then on the flip side, he was getting into The Westworld, and I fell off of it.
Yeah, HBO.
Yeah, I didn't care about it.
I can't stand The Cooking Channel. The Cooking Channel, all it is Guy Fieri. He's on every show, and he's either cooking,
or
judging people that are cooking, or telling people to run through a grocery store.
Yeah.
And then there's another girl who has a show on it, like, around noon. Another woman. I hate The Cooking Channel. Last night, Amanda was watching The Cooking Channel in our room, and she's like, babe, I haven't seen you all day. Let's just talk and hang. And I go, is The Cooking Channel going to be on? She's like, I'm totally into this right now. I was like, I love you, but I'm going to go downstairs. I couldn't do it. But she feels the same way with me in sports.
Yeah.
She got a huge break from March through July with no sports. And we watched a lot of shows together. Where we were watching the HBO show Entourage right now.
Okay.
God,
she never saw
Entourage.
I've only seen each episode like once, you know, when it came out each week. Great show. But what are some shows, Loren, that you can't stand that Dallas watches?
Dallas doesn't really watch a ton of TV. Like, he watches SportsCenter ad nauseum. And that, to me, is really annoying because I'm like, we've watched the same story 6 times. I think I got it. but he basically hates everything that I watch. Like, I'm watching I'm Sorry on Netflix right now. I watched Dead to Me, and he was like, what are you watching? I love, Roy and I love this show. It's, I won't say the full name of the show, but it's Creek.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Dallas thinks that that is the stupidest show he's ever seen
what?
In his life. I think it is the best writing I've ever seen in my
it
life.
It is. It's Brilliant. Amazing. And my Brilliant. Wife, my wife was off of it. Got news for you. She's on it now. So
see, I feel like if he would sit down and truly watch it, he would get into it too.
Oh, the brilliant. It's brilliant writing and really good acting. Really good acting.
You know what other show is really good and Amanda was on board and I got to get her back into it is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I never watched it.
Give it a shot. If you liked It's Creek, you're going to like that show.
Okay.
It's kind of similar under the radar humor. Type yeah. thing, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, what shows does your partner watch that you can't stand? 704-570-9595. Text messages coming in. Oh my God, Fox News, barf. 616 says the news. 828 says yeah. Gossip Girl.
Now imagine that. Go back to the Fox News. I couldn't imagine a household if like you didn't agree with the stuff they say on Fox News, but your significant other did. That means you guys probably have different political opinions. How weird would that be?
I think a lot of relationships have that.
Really?
A lot.
Oh, I'm very lucky to have to be aligned.
I think there's people on the show who are in relationships like that.
By the way, I think so too. I read between the lines when she said that.
Did you hear how slow she said it? There is a lot of people, Roy.
I picked it up.
I'm glad you guys are picking up what I'm putting down.
You know, a lot of times we get messages from people that go, I didn't get the joke, so. Ah, check this out, Roy. They doubled down. The Fox News barf says, we're same-sex partners. I'm liberal and she's conservative.
Interesting.
That's a mind numb for you.
Double down.
Can we talk later? I'm going to tell.
704 says, my husband can't handle anything medical.
Okay. Yeah, like surgery shows, maybe.
But you two, you and Sterling like Grays, don't you?
Big fan of it.
Together.
Love it.
Yeah.
Say Yes to the Dress, anything on Bravo, which is usually The Housewives or Below Deck. So I kind of get that. I love those shows, but my husband would never sit down and watch them with me. Although I will say, I have caught Dallas Stryker watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians before.
Really?
Yep.
Sometimes you have to stop because they're just so damn attractive. I mean, really, they're out by the pool in bikinis or they're doing something in like, you know, tall boots or something. And you're like, whoa, let me hold here. You know what I got stuck on the other day? My wife walked out of the room. I just realized this. What's that show on either E or Bravo called Below Deck?
Below Deck's awesome.
It's the worst show, but I had to keep it on. Loren, it's about like a boat yacht company that offers trips to wealthy people. And the reality
is there anything in that sentence that I wouldn't like?
That's true. But the reality show's about the captain, the stewards, yeah. the deckhands, and like how they're hooking up. And it also talks about the rich people that are on the boat.
It does sound like the Loren show.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a message here that says that my husband loves Yellowstone. I can't stand it. It's such a good show.
Somebody else called you out, Roy, and said Yellowstone isn't a Western. It's corporate America goes west.
That's what I was trying. I was about to say it's a business show to me, but I did. That's a really good way to describe it.
Let's see. I can't stand Selling Sunset. My wife watches it all the time. It's dumb blondes making too much money selling houses in L.A. That's how you sum it up, huh? I love how you sum it up. And what would she say about your show?
Oh,
you know?
Right.
All right, keep them coming. 704-570-9595. The show that you your partner watches, but you can't stand.
I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We were talking about what shows your partner watches that you can't stand. Yeah. We got a lot of text messages. I mean, probably close to 100 text messages came through in the last 30 minutes. And you know what's amazing about it is they're all very similar. Like, Undercover Boss is down at least 5 times. 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh,
90
Day Fiancé is a good one.
That you don't like or that you do like?
No, that I like, that I could see Dallas not liking.
Oh, yeah. 90 Day Fiancé, I think, is the winner of the most common texts that we're getting from people.
Yeah, I don't like the show either. It ain't my jam.
Don't. It's such a train wreck, dude.
Neither is Undercover Boss. That's not my jam either. You trying to tell me those stupid disguises work? Come on.
Yeah, we know because we were part of a reality show how reality TV works. And yeah. I had to burst my dad's bubble when I told him that Cash Cab, you know that show?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't really as organic as it looks. And he's like, really? I go, yeah, they have to sign releases before they even get into the van saying that they're being filmed. That's just the way it works.
Yep.
Now, they might not know the questions.
Yep.
And then he was mad because he read an article that said they don't get the cash right away, that the money that Ben, the host, hands them is fake money. And I'm like, yeah. You think Ben's driving around New York City with 40 grand in cash?
Yeah, he'd be shot.
That's asking to get mugged.
Yeah.
It's funny how many shows people are similar around the Charlotte area that people don't like. Let's see.
Oh, man.
Oh, Loren.
Yes.
We are loaded on you. I have so many things that we have to talk about with you, including you saying now. Last week we talked about how your house might be haunted because Dallas said he saw something. Now I'm hearing that your au pair Elena saw something.
Yep, she thinks it's haunted too.
She's on board. There's not only that, but somebody else sent us a message and said that they're making money the same way you could be making money by selling pictures of their feet.
I'm gonna hard pass on that.
And she sells her shoes.
I would I'd be okay with taking photos of my feet and selling it if people found my feet to be attractive.
Could you get over the fact, like, if you think further into that, could you get over it? Because I can't.
Of what they're doing with the photos?
Yes.
I think it's great.
As you're taking the money to the bank.
I'm fine with it. I'll give you the socks if you want those too. I don't care.
No limits here.
I'll take my $200.
Man. So that's something we need to discuss tomorrow when we have more time is this woman. I think if I remember right, she DM'd us. She said she just signed up for it after she heard us talk about it on the air. And she's like, I am going to make money selling pictures of my feet and selling shoes. Like, she could wear heels that guys request, and then she sends them to make the money.
You do you. Love it. Big fan.
That's what happens in America, y'all.
Yeah, we're a capitalist society. We make money off everything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's right.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
It has come to our attention that someone on the show has finally started to adult.
Congratulations, Nicole.
Nicole is doing a year, like not even a year, like a lifetime of adulting in 1 week, Lorette. You're not here, so you don't get to hear the conversations that go on off the air and after the show.
I hear some of them. I heard that she saw 2 different doctors and she was getting that, all her health stuff in order. But now you said that she was paying bills yesterday.
Which is incorrect. I didn't pay a single bill yesterday. Duh. So I don't know why you think that.
What'd you hear, Manny?
I heard that, her and Kylie shared an apartment together and now they have to pay their Spectrum bill. But it's under Kylie's name, and Nicole. They won't let Kylie pay it without Nicole calling.
Oh, okay. So you were sorting a bill.
No, I was doing an account. We did an account takeover over a month ago, and then I still haven't gotten the bill. So I was calling.
Sounds very adulty to me.
It was. I called. It was a total of a 55-minute conversation that got me absolutely nowhere. So I'm sure that's all very adulting feelings.
Wouldn't you rather just have dad do it?
I mean, there's nothing he could do for that.
Because you needed to be on the phone, right?
Yeah, like, it's my account,
right,
yeah.
Right, so you have to do it.
Yes, I've had a Spectrum account for the past, like, 10 years, I feel like.
So why is it just an issue now? Why is the whole adulting thing just coming out now?
It's... What? The whole adulting thing's coming out now because now for the first time, I'm like trying to be up on like healthcare stuff because I feel like the pandemic has made a lot of people realize that making sure your health is a priority is very important. Mm-hmm. So I've made all my, I established a primary care physician.
Whoa.
Went to the lady doctor.
I don't even have a primary care physician, Nicole.
Yep. Went to the dentist for like the first time in a, I haven't been since I've lived here in Charlotte. Got all that taken care of.
Stop. When was the last time you went to the dentist before this week?
Maybe 5 years.
I got to be honest. It's been years for me.
Do you guys don't have any pain or any cab?
Well, that's where when I like had just graduated college, I was having some pain. And that was the last time that I went.
Okay.
When did I get my Invisalign? What, 2 years ago? It's been a minute. I need to go. I desperately need to go. But I don't like the dentist.
You don't even get cleanings?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, and I made like another appointment because I'm going to do my 6 month cleaning. So I did that, and I've got an appointment made to do a full body scan at the dermatologist to make sure because I have a lot of exposure to sun. So just to make sure everything's good there.
You already got your 6 month appointment in at the dentist. I always felt like that was so weird that they wanted to schedule that right then and there. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to be in 6 months.
Exactly.
And you always forget.
Yeah. And so I, because when I went back, I asked her again. I was like, I'll put it in my phone right now.
So you did all this without mom or dad's help. And for that, I want to congratulate you for finally adulting and getting your appointments taken care of in your Spectrum account.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I've been doing that, but okay.
Good for you. Well, listen, we have not seen much adulting coming from you. So we were shocked this week and we felt like we should.
You know. I would love for you to tell me what part I don't adult in. I hang out with friends and I go out more than you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You asked to do a belly shot off my belly. I mean, I don't know.
False.
And by the way, like, you've always had a roommate?
That's incorrect.
When did you live without a roommate?
Before I dated Lauren. Before Lauren moved in, I lived alone for 3 years.
That was a long time ago, to be fair.
I've actually had never... I haven't had a roommate since college, and then I dated Lauren, she moved in.
Hang on a second. Why are you so combative right now? What's going on?
Because you are making it seem like I'm not an adult when all I'm doing is trying to establish a primary care physician in each department.
You're doing an awful lot in 1 week is what came to our attention. You went to the lady doctor, the dentist, and the GP and paid a bill
in the past 2 months.
This year you were asking me about investing.
Who are you? Mrs. Weaver, that is true.
Let her live.
I mean, we're going to
thank
let her
you,
live,
Lauren.
I mean, I feel like you're attacking us for applauding you
because you guys are just looking for something.
That's what we do. That's the show, Nicole.
We dig up dirt on everybody. Damn it! We've already gone through Roy. We've gone through me. I'm always out there, Lauren. Yeah. Now it's your turn.
And
I took the brunt of it this morning, Nicole. Welcome to the party.
This is true.
I mean, you want us to talk about the marker board? That's all that's left in this room is the marker board. That's all we get.
This is Charlotte's morning show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Lauren just took a giant bite of something. We have her on camera here. We can see. I didn't see what it was that you put in your mouth, but talk. Let me hear if we can guess, if Roy and I can guess what you're eating.
Oh, this will be fun.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Turn the music down.
I just got back from putting my pumps in so I can feed my baby.
It's not chewy. But it's not cereal because cereal would be crunchier.
It's not crunchy. Do you have another bite that you can take?
Yeah, but you guys are going to see what I'm going to do then.
No, I'll turn the camera.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go for it. I'm trying to guess. Roy and I are going to try and guess. Ooh, I heard a spoon.
Oh, it's a bowl. It is cereal.
Yeah, but she's not crunching.
I know, so it's soggy cereal.
It's really not soggy.
What is it? What kind of cereal?
It's like Kashi cereal.
Coffee cereal?
Kashi.
Oh,
nobody buys that. That's the box that's left on there.
Yeah. When there's a big snowstorm coming and they destroy the aisle, Kashi's left.
Yeah. There's boxes and boxes of Kashi cereal left and the Fruit Loops are gone.
I love Kashi.
Oh, my God.
I eat waffles from them. I mean, I'm not sponsored by them in any way, shape, or form, but I love their food.
You are a mystery.
It's
you
so
know that?
Healthy.
I know. The problem with me eating cereal is I'm a slurper. And Amanda hates it. I don't even realize I'm doing
it.
I'll slurp the cereal and the milk off the spoon, especially with mini wheats or Life. It's like,
how much milk are you getting on your spoon to slurp?
Good question. There has to be enough milk in your cereal bowl to cover the cereal. That's the ratio for me.
Mm-hmm. Not covered, but like up to the point where you can see it float.
Yes. So that's a lot of milk.
Okay.
Let me see. Take another bite. And do it real. Don't try not to slurp because you're on the radio.
Okay.
Oh, a big glob of it fell to the floor.
Big glob fell out. Yeah, there's milk all over your lips.
It just looked healthy. Are you eating it with oat milk? Because that seems to be the trendy thing right now. You are, aren't you?
Eating it with what?
Oat
I
milk.
Swear to God.
You're so basic.
Oh, you're such a trendy basic bee. Oh, my gosh.
My defense, oat milk is supposed to probably help you produce milk.
Okay.
Are you eating kashi with oat milk? Oh. I mean, it doesn't sound healthier or more disgusting.
Guess what, Loren? It's pumpkin spice season as well.
Sign me up.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about why a woman divorced her husband. And it wasn't because he was too mean. We'll explain coming up just after 9.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, a woman seeks divorce for not because, like, you know, husband's cheating or husband's, you know, just
misogynistic.
Not that. It's because he's too nice.
Okay.
He never fights with her. She says he does not shout at me. He never upsets me on any issue. He cooks for me. He helps me in making sure the household chores are taken care of.
Whenever that sounds great.
Whenever I make a mistake, he always forgives me for that, even when I want to argue. I do not need a life where the husband agrees to everything.
Loren, what planet did this woman land on Earth from?
I'm not sure because it sounds like perfect.
Maybe she wants the bad boy.
Everyone wants the bad boy, but you don't marry the bad boy.
You just do a night with him.
Right.
Can you imagine a world where the woman is saying, he does everything for me, he does all the chores, he never argues, I'm always right, I can't stand it, I need a divorce.
She needs her head examined.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess like some people want, I don't want to say a little pushback, but like they want someone who will put them in their place when they're being ridiculous, you know?
I will say that I did date someone who dated a police officer before me. I'm sorry, she was married to a cop. No kids, but she was married young to a cop. Then we started dating. And she would be like, I'm going out, and I don't know what time I'm going to be back when we were dating. And I'd go, all right, who are you going out with? She'd be like, you name her friends. I go, okay, have fun. She goes, that's all you're going to say? And I never understood that because I go, yeah, you're going out with your friends, and I expect me next week when I say I'm going out with my friends for you to give me the same okay.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Guess what she did? Broke up with you. Married another cop.
Now, are you insinuating that the cops would say more than have fun?
I think the cops, she likes the fact that maybe her police officer husbands have a little more discipline in their lives than Manny did, show co-host.
You're too free-spirited.
Yeah, I was a little too free-spirited. Yeah. Like, yeah, go do your thing.
Do your thing. Bring back a guy.
I mean, who wants somebody who's going to tell them what to do, though?
Bring back the pool boy. That seems to be the going thing right now.
Yeah. Come on, Jerry.
What'd you say, Ren?
I said, who wants somebody who's going to tell them what to do 24/7?
Well, I don't think you want that, but do ladies want, and this is a great question. Let's throw it out there and see if any of you ladies respond to it. Do any of you ladies want to date a guy who pushes back against what you're saying and what you're doing? You know, would you want someone to say, I don't want you to go be with Michelle, and Michelle's a bad influence on you?
Would you be okay with that?
I dated a girl in college who was the least jealous person that I have ever met in my entire life. Like, to the point where, because, shocker, she was a straight girl, where her straight friends would hit on me and be like, oh, my God, yeah, like, if I were to do this, it would totally be with her. And she would encourage it. And I would just look at her like, when do you get jealous? Like, at what point are you going to get jealous? And it would always, for whatever reason, it would always bug me that there was nothing that I could do to make her jealous.
And that bothered you.
Yeah, now I don't really care. But at that point, I was just like, dang, like, she doesn't care about me.
And you want to be, you want someone to be like, hey, that's mine.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, there's a difference between that and what this woman who's asking for a divorce from a judge because their husband never pushes back against her, is way too nice, does all the chores, doesn't ask anything. I mean, basically, she's living the life of a princess.
Yeah.
And she's bored by it. That's the crazy thing.
Let's talk with Brandy and Hickory. Brandy, what would you like to say?
I just feel like when you're in a relationship or even dating somebody that, you know, you should never tell them what they can or cannot do. And, you know, you have to have faith that the relationship's going to go the right way and you should do whatever you want to do as long as you're not hurting the other person. Be free, be spirited, and just have some trust. And that's the only way that you should live life, because if not, you're just going to always drive yourself crazy if you're not trusting somebody. So why put yourself in that situation?
Could you date somebody, though, that never told you you couldn't go out with friends or would say, hey, I'd rather you stay at home and watch a movie with me tonight? That was kind of on my plan. Could you date somebody like that?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how the question's asked. But I mean, you know, it just depends, I guess, on how I'm feeling on that situation. But if I'm really excited to go out with a friend, I'm going to go. But then, you know, if I'm really into the person I'm with, then I might compromise and say I'll stay home. But if it's something that's going to be a continuing thing, it wouldn't work for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Thanks, Brandy. So, go check this story out. It's all up at kiss95.1.com. The unbelievable story of a woman who's asking for a divorce because her husband is too nice. It's blowing our minds.
Yep.
We got to talk about cheap versus frugal in 2020.
I don't even know what the difference is.
Well, that's awesome because we found an article that will tell us the difference and we'll see if we all agree.
Okay.
Well, don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Are you frugal or are you cheap? And what's the difference between the two?
I think I'm neither. I waste so much money. I probably should learn. Go ahead.
You do? Yeah. I feel like you're frugal and... Well, you're not cheap, but you're probably more frugal.
Because of my fiance.
Yeah. I think there always needs to be somebody in the relationship that is minded of money. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's the difference. Like, being cheap is like you are thinking about money in every single situation in your life and trying to save a dollar anywhere you can. And being frugal is like, well, can we save a dollar here?
Yeah. Being cheap is like, I'm not going to go, if you're a parent, I'm not going to go out because I don't want to pay for someone to watch the kids. Frugal would be you go out, you've paid someone to watch the kids, but you're being frugal with your money. So you're only going to have one drink while you're out.
Is that right?
Like, I think. Slick,
I don't know.
We found this article on Yahoo. Slick Deals did a poll, and they found over a half of Americans say that during lockdown, it finally taught them how to be smart with their money. I totally agree. We somehow have managed to save a lot of money this year.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, granted, we did that refi with my friends at Loan Pronto.
Okay.
And got 2 months no mortgage payment, which is nice.
Good for you.
But we also like cut back on things. We're not going out to dinner as much.
Mm-hmm.
We cut back on a lot of our downgraded TV,
mm-hmm.
downgraded internet, things like that. You just realize that, like, hey, you have to. I took a 10% pay cut this year.
Right.
You know? So just 2 years ago, 42% of people claimed to be smart with their money. Now 51% of those people say they are. So that's up almost 10%. In fact, 2 out of 3 people, Lorenz, say that quarantine has turned them frugal. So let's see what frugal means, according to this article.
All right, let's see.
For example, during a 2018 survey, tipping the minimum of 15% to 20% was considered frugal, but now it's considered cheap.
15 to 20%. I think 20% is a good tip, by the way.
Other things people these days consider cheap include calculating your part of a group bill to the cent.
Yeah, if they think 15 to 20% is cheap, what is the normal percentage to tip now? 30, 40?
I don't know.
Like, I think 15 is cheap, but I think 20 is a good tip.
That's what I think.
You're cheap nowadays if you keep your worn out electronics because they barely work. That makes you cheap, according to this article. Reusing tea bags or coffee filters, cheap.
Yeah.
Eating food a few days past its expiration date, cheap. Yeah. I do that because I also think that the expiration date's a scam to make you go buy whatever it was that expired again.
Ooh, right. You take that risk, huh?
I do, as long as it doesn't smell.
They're always just trying to screw you over, aren't they?
Don't ever put one over on me. Let's see. Declining to buy back after a friend buys you a round at the bar. If you're out and about, that's cheap. Lengthening longevity of soap by diluting soap bottles with water.
Are any of these frugal?
Now, all cheap. Here's the frugal list. Roy is going to read you the frugal list.
Oh, it's great. It's all things we do. I'm not cheap. Regularly tracking electricity use. Regularly tracking the home thermostat. Watching movies at home instead of in the theater. Well, the pandemic helped that.
Yeah.
Shopping at secondhand clothing stores. Buying clothes at department stores like Kmart, Walmart, none of that brand stuff.
That makes you frugal.
Buying off-brand products. And giving up drinking while at bars or restaurants. Only having alcohol at home.
Makes you frugal. See, I don't know if I even like this list.
I don't know. I hear constantly about, like, the electric. Like, shut the light off. You know, you're not in that room. I'm like, I'm folding laundry in that room. I just walked out to put something away.
I do track the thermostat.
Because you don't want to pay that much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that's frugal.
Yeah, because I feel like my thermostat controls 90% of my electric bill.
Okay.
All right, let's talk with Lily in Huntersville. Welcome to the Main Rewind of the Rim Morning Show. Are you a cheapo or are you a frugal?
No, it goes like this. I think frugal is when you try to save money on yourself, and then cheap is when you try to save money with other people involved.
Ooh. Oh, that's really good. I loved the way you described that.
Me too.
You know what I mean? You can be frugal with yourself, but it's another thing to be cheap with other people. So that kind of is not...
Right. Good. Like, I'm cheap towards Manny because...
Thank you.
He makes his own money. He can afford his own crap. But I'm frugal in my own home.
Yes. That's what I think the difference is in the definition.
Like, by the way, that's not entirely true, Roy. You are very generous. When we go deliver signs together, Frontline Hero signs all over the Carolinas that we've been doing all summer long, and it's lunchtime, you say, I'll get it. Don't worry.
That is true. But I draw the line in other weird areas. Like, I brought the off-brand paper towels into the studio.
Lily, he brought something in called Brawny.
Something in. That's a good. That's not that bad.
You should see the fella on the.
I'll say Bounty for my home. Brawny gets brought in.
Yeah, you should see the fella on the label. He's a handsome guy. All right, Lily. Thank you. Thanks for calling and making us aware of what frugal and cheap is.
Well, that's just my definition. So you know, you do what you want. But you guys are great. I love listening to you in the morning.
Oh, thank you. We love you. We hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Text messages 828 says, let's see, my friend will die a multimillionaire, but wouldn't have lived a day in his life because he's so cheap.
Let me tell you what I'm currently dealing with. My car's been having issues, and I immediately want to just go get a brand new one. Meanwhile, my fiance is like, the only way I would go get a new one is if literally it doesn't work and it costs more than the value to fix.
Tell me that again.
Like, if it cost more than the value of the car to fix it.
Yeah. I mean, that makes...
And then you just...
It does make sense.
That's what the book says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like, the battery's dead in the key fob. It's got to go.
Yeah. And let me live a little. Let me get an SUV so I can look over at the... Look on top of people.
It's a 10-year-old car. It's time. It was over 100,000 miles.
I mean, if you keep dumping money into it, then eventually you will spend more on it than it's worth.
Do you think you guys will be cheap or frugal when it comes to your wedding? Or will you go all out?
No, I don't think we'll go all out, but I think that there are certain areas where I won't budge. Like, I've already made it very clear I want Angel's Envy bourbon, which is a pretty nice bourbon at our wedding open bar. And it has to be an open bar.
Open bar beer and wine or full alcohol?
Full everything.
Ah, yeah.
And we're thinking a champagne toast, which was even more expensive.
My God. I need, by the way, you got to get married on a Saturday. Soon. I'm going to need Sunday off, and we're definitely not coming back Monday because I'll need to nurse that hangover.
Me too.
Yeah. Anyway, even because you're traveling too, it's going to be out of town.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not doing it in Charlotte. Okay. So you'll have to travel back in. You may have to take a little bit more time off.
Come on, 2022. We can't wait for Roy's wedding.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, Loren, we'd love getting one last look at Hollywood gossip with you before you head out of here. What you got today?
Yeah, so Katy Perry, she had her baby.
Yes.
Yay!
Isn't that so exciting? I love when celebrities have babies and we know names. That's the even better part because some of these celebrities wait forever to announce names. So Daisy Dove Bloom is who we are learning about. Mom is doing great. And like I said, we know names, which is really cool. I mean, I didn't even have my son's name until like 2 days later. And I didn't share it with you guys until we posted it on social media.
They say he's the most beautiful baby in the world. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Exotic. He and his legal team are prepping, and they're hoping to get a presidential pardon. Now, he's serving a 22-year sentence, which we know, for going after Carol Baskin, but he wants the president to help him out by getting out of prison.
You know, I never realized he was serving 22 years.
Yeah.
I mean, can we all agree that, I don't know, he really didn't have the mastermind or the ability to pull off such a quant and get 22 years?
Carol Baskin's husband is a lawyer, so I think they, you know what I mean? Like, he knew exactly where to get him.
He cornered him.
Yeah.
Remember yesterday on the Dirty when I thought Carol Baskin was hosting Dancing with the Stars? Things got so off the rails.
No, you thought AJ from the Backstreet Boys was hosting Dancing with the Stars.
I just want to say,
Tyra Banks is hosting Dancing with the Stars. AJ is going to be part of the cast, and they're thinking that Carol Baskin will be part of the cast.
I just want to say, two stories in, it's going much better today. Thank you.
Yay.
I'm not confused about any stories, so keep going.
That's great. And Britney Spears says that she doesn't want to be treated like a child anymore. She wants her father to relinquish some of his control. You know, she's got a conservatorship. But I don't necessarily know that Britney Spears is ready to let somebody not take care of her. I think just her social media in general is very telling of that. And, you know, there's this whole Free Britney movement. But I don't know. Britney's probably in a good place where she is now.
I read something that said her sister's taking over the money and the finances.
That's what she wants.
Jamie Lynn.
So.
Spears.
I don't know. I dive pretty deep into the Free Britney movement, and I do sometimes believe that we should free Britney. So
when things get a little crazy and chaotic, I just kind of go inside myself. And
if you just scroll through her social media, you might change your mind.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
That's why I think she should be freed. You need to dive deeper into the movement. You clearly haven't read into it. Read more. It's fascinating.
All right.
Yeah.
That's your Dirty for now. You can get more celebrity gossip at kiss951.com.
Lots to do. Before we get out of here, we want to remind everyone to head to kiss951.com. There you can find the Kiss95.1 online store where you can get a mask with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show logo on it. We have three different types. We have the Pride mask, which is great. We have an American flag mask, which is awesome. And then we have just a giant and sign, which is so cool. I'm putting mine on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got one. By the way, these aren't free. I have to pay for mine.
Yeah, we don't give free masks here.
The store's made $10 so far, and that was from me.
Okay.
That's not true. My mom bought some and handed them out to the family.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, you can, as you can tell, Manny, he sounds just as good.
It's fantastically thin. At least you can breathe through this thing. And by the way, I will say it is a very comfortable mask. And it's also not expensive at $10. And we also have some pandemic t-shirts in there you can go score. Some pandemic t-shirts that producer Nicole produced. She produces the show and t-shirts. It's amazing.
All right, go to kiss951.com. Check out our store. And also check out the MRL On Demand podcast if you missed anything from today.
Bye, Loren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.